Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Today's message is part two of Identifying Purpose, Power, and Destiny. Now here's Pastor Steve.
You were called and you were appointed to be God's representative, sharing the gospel with the gifts that he's given you, with the abilities that he has given you. In Jeremiah chapter 1 and 5, it says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart for my holy purpose." Every one of you have been set aside for God's purpose. Isaiah 49 and 1 goes on to say, "The Lord called me before my birth. From within the womb, he called me by my name. Before your parents knew your name, God called you by your name in the womb. And he said to you, 'You are my servant. I will show my glory through your life.'" This is before you knew yourself. God had a plan. God was talking to you. You say, what language do embryos understand? God language. The early church changed their world by the power of the Holy Spirit and the gospel of Jesus Christ. In fact, their witness was so powerful that people shouted, and this is found in Acts 17 and 6, "These who have turned the world upside down, they come here too." They were nervous because they saw the power of God in action. God was moving in a supernatural way. In Acts 8 and 5, it says, "Philip, who was one of the first deacons, became an evangelist. And he went to the city of Samaria and told the people there about Jesus. He was the Messiah. And the crowds listened intently to Philip because they were eager to hear his message, seeing the miraculous signs he did. Many evil spirits were cast out, and many people who had been paralyzed or lame, they were totally healed." Every one of us have been given a divine call and a purpose to fulfill. It's a supernatural mission. Therefore, it requires supernatural power. And folks, I have to tell you this. You're responsible for that call. You're responsible for the call to let people know who Jesus Christ really is. He's their Savior. He's their Lord. And whereby they can say yes or no, "I accept or I reject him," God wants you to warn them of the consequences of rejecting his son, because there's an eternity. And every one of us will be judged in eternity. But if we accepted Jesus or we rejected him, those who accept him will go to heaven. But those who reject them will go into a lake of fire for over a billion years. You have to warn them. And in fact, God said, if you don't, you're responsible for their death. Ushers lock the doors. Look, folks, I have to be as straight as I can with you, because the Bible says teachers are going to be charged and judged at a whole nother level by what they tell you. If they don't tell you the whole truth and nothing but the truth, they will be judged by God. I have asked the Holy Spirit to help me in every message to tell you the whole truth and nothing but the truth. In Ezekiel chapter 3 and 18, God says he'll hold us responsible if we don't warn those who haven't accepted Jesus Christ as Savior, that they'll die and they'll spend eternity in the lake of fire. Listen to what it says. "When I say to the wicked," this is God speaking, "you will surely die, you must warn them so they may live." Many of us say, well, I've been witnessing to this person for years, and they're just a hard case. They're never going to accept Christ. Or others say, there's no way that person cares about God. But listen to what God says. Warn them, you must warn them so that they may live. See, what you don't understand is God knows the future. God puts us next to people who need him for us to warn them, because guess what? Your warning will bring them to salvation. That's why he says, you must warn them so that they may live. If you don't speak to warn them, to stop the evil ways, listen, then they will die in their sin, but I will hold you responsible for their death. Did you know the scripture was in the Bible? We should never say to anyone they're too hard of a case, because if God has put you next to a person, it's for you to warn them, because, wait, what did he say? He said, so that they may live. Well, how's that going to happen? God has already seen your warning is going to bring them to Christ. That should not be your decision. Just by the fact you're next to them, God is saying, warn them so they can come to me. He goes on to say, if you warn the wicked and they don't turn from their wickedness, they will die because of their sin, but then you will have saved your life. Is anybody listening to the scripture this morning? Because God is making it very plain. Now, Jesus said the Holy Spirit will provide supernatural acts to confirm the gospel message when you share it with people. And this is where I think a lot of times we have not followed through by saying, now, Holy Spirit, do something to show these people what I said is true. In Mark 16 and 16, it says, anyone who believes and is baptized will be saved, but anyone who does not believe in Christ will be punished. Verse 20, and the disciples went everywhere and preached, and the Lord worked through them, confirming what they said with miraculous signs. God wants to confirm your witness with a miraculous sign. But you need the Holy Spirit for it to take place. Every one of us has been sent to warn people about rejecting Jesus Christ. And when you give them the word of God, the Holy Spirit will speak confirmation to them that what you're saying is true. Listen to what the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2 and 4. He said, my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Holy Spirit and his power, that your faith would not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. People need to see God at work. I said, people need to see God at work. Yes. Don't just say, I believe it, so you should believe it. God says, I want to show them who I am through you. Supernatural power, supernatural deeds. Begin asking people, what do you need from God? I'm going to pray for you, and it's going to happen. Rebuke the devil off of their life. Pray for healing for their body and tell them, start walking on that leg. Start moving that, swing that arm. Do you feel a pain? No, it's gone. Well, how do you think that happened? I don't know. It's because of what I just told you. Jesus is real. Jesus is the Son of God, and just as real as accepting him will take you to heaven, rejecting him will take you to hell. Oh, I need Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's authority in the name of Jesus. Romans chapter 14 and 11, it says, as surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow to me and every tongue will confess and give praise to God. The Bible says, yes, each of us must give a personal account to God. Every person will. And that's why God wants us to warn them. And folks, time is running out. The message is urgent. The Holy Spirit wants to move through the church. He wants to do it through supernatural power, but many focus on soulish and earthly desires, blocking the way of the Holy Spirit. You know, it's easy because of temptation to lose your way. The Bible calls us sojourners. We're not here to stay. Heaven is our home. This is our temporary home, but heaven really is our home. That's why the Bible says, set your affections on things above, not the things here in the earth. Because this world is passing away, and the things of this world are passing away, but the things of God will last for eternity. A lot of people forgetting that. They're trying to have fun right here. Fun in the sun. Having a wonderful life. Having great things. But heaven is your home. What are you doing? Set your affections on things above. Where God is. Where Jesus is taking us. Somebody say amen. And because of this temptation to allow our flesh to lead us away from the word of God, from the scriptures that talk about suffering for Christ and witnessing for Christ and being willing to give your whole life if you have to die for God. Because of that, it's leading a lot of people into deception. But folks, look, Jesus died on a cross to fulfill the will of God. And he said to us, if you're not willing to give your life, you can't be my disciple. You have got to be willing to put God first.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve, and each of us have a prophetic destiny. Every person born is simply searching for the why and the how of their existence. Everyone wants to know, why am I here? And how do I accomplish my true purpose? Well, the why and the how of our existence can only be found in God, our Creator. The Bible says, know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. Your purpose is discovered by receiving Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And you will never gain greater satisfaction in life than to serve your true purpose. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
You have got to be willing to put God first. He has got to be your priority. Well, no, I got a job, I got a family, I got children. God has got to be your priority. Jesus said, you must love the Lord your God more than all. Well, then everything else you got going on, and you got to show it, and you got to do it. But there's a fight, there's a struggle between the flesh and the spirit. In Galatians 5 and 16 says, let the Holy Spirit guide your life. You got a question about what my priority should be. The Bible says, I'll help you. Let the Holy Spirit guide your life. Let the Spirit of God tell you where you should be and what you should be doing. The Bible says, because the flesh fights against the Spirit and the Spirit is fighting against your flesh, and these are contrary one to another, so that sometimes you're doing the things you shouldn't be doing. But I want to give you the good news, and this is why you need the Holy Spirit to help you to fulfill your destiny. He gives you the power. to step up and do the right thing. No matter what people think of you or what people are saying, he gives you the power to do the right thing. Well, he's neglecting this and he's it's just, it's a matter of opinion. No, read what the Bible will tell you where you belong. The Bible will tell you what you should be doing. You running here and there and doing this and that on God's day. Oh, excuse me. Keep those doors locked. Romans 8:12 tells us you have no obligation to do what your flesh nature urges you to do. Your flesh will tell you what your priorities are, but it ain't necessarily so. The Holy Spirit is the one who guides you. And the Bible says, for if you live by the dictates of your flesh, you will die. But if through the power of the Holy Spirit you put to death the deeds of your flesh, you will live. And this is the answer for your priorities. For all who are led by the Holy Spirit are the children of God. So if he's leading you away from the church, it's the Spirit of God. If he's not leading you, why are you going? Those doors still locked? Good. The Holy Spirit helps you defend your destiny against the world, against carnal nature, and yes, even from you. The Holy Spirit will help you to protect yourself from yourself. If you let him, and you need protection from yourself. Because most of you have made bad choices that you regret, but you don't have to raise your hand. You have followed your heart. You have followed your emotions. And some of you are still deceiving yourself. The scripture says in Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things. It's desperately wicked. Who can know it? People say, well, I feel in my heart. I'm making the right decision. Jeremiah 17:9-10. The heart is deceitful. It's desperately wicked. Who can know it? I'm going to have to continue this next time, but let me just touch on this. The second biggest opposition to the operation of the power of the Holy Spirit in your life is going to be the devil and evil spirits. The first is you. It's your flesh. This may come as an inconvenient truth, but you're at war with the devil and evil spirits. So stop acting like they don't exist. Stop acting like, oh, that just happened. The Bible says in Ephesians 6:11, put on all of God's armor so that you're able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. The devil is strategizing against your life. He wants to put you in the lake of fire. He doesn't want you to follow the fire of God. He doesn't want you to serve the Lord. The Bible says that we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world. They don't want the power of God to be released in you. And that's why they send temptation to you. They send oppression, heaviness, depression, even sickness. They're trying to keep you occupied with anything they can to defeat you from getting into the Word of God and being who you're supposed to be. But Jesus gave us the answer, because when he was attacked by the devil in the wilderness, he used the Word of God. And that's what you have to start doing. You have to start using the Word of God to defeat the enemy that comes against you. And Matthew 4:2, 40 days and 40 nights, Jesus fasted and became very hungry. And during that time, the devil came to him and said, if you're the Son of God, tell these stones to become loaves of bread. But Jesus said to him, no, the scripture says, It is written, people do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. He came again, and Jesus responded, no, the scriptures say, you must not test the Lord your God. He came again, and finally Jesus said, get out of here, devil! For the scriptures say, you must worship the Lord your God and serve only him. And then the devil went away. Some of you have not told the devil to get away. You have not said, devil, get out of here in Jesus' name. You have been given delegated authority through Jesus Christ to defeat the devil. So use it. Use it. Stop allowing the devil to influence your life, your family, your marriage, your health, your career, your finances. Speak God's word. Quote the scriptures. And you will defeat the devil. In Luke chapter 10 and 19, Jesus said, I've given you authority to step on, to crush, to flatten the devil and all his works, to overcome all the power of the enemy, and nothing will harm you because demons are subject to you. Those very things that are tempting you are subject to you if in the name of Jesus you say you've got to go in Jesus' name. I've heard it said, when you ask for deliverance, God will deliver you from the devil. But he won't deliver you from your friends. God will deliver you from the enemy, but he won't deliver you from your friends. If you like what you're doing, if you want to live like that, that's why you're in bondage. Don't say, I tried and I tried and I tried. You like what you're doing. God won't deliver you from your friends. You have to hate what you're doing. It's got to be an enemy to you. And we are all flesh and blood, and we are all tempted of the enemy, but we have to hate sin. We have to love God. Amen. Jesus died on the cross so that we would not have sin in our lives. We should hate sin. It should not be a friend. God wants to let you know today, the power of the Holy Spirit will deliver you from anything. Listen, there will be no sin in heaven, so don't. Look, that's why the Bible says, get rid of your besetting sins. You said saints have sins? There are sinning saints. It's in the Bible. But sinning saints are not going to heaven. There will be no sin in heaven. You have to deal with that. You got to get rid of it. Don't love it. Don't make it your friend. Don't do it. Because the only way for deliverance to happen in your life is for you to hate what you're doing. You can't make peace with it. You have to hate it. The Bible says, by the power of the Holy Ghost, if you ask the Holy Spirit to help you, but I hate this, deliver me, God will deliver you through the power of the Holy Ghost. Sin shall have no dominion over you, because by the blood of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit, God will set you free.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message is part two of Identifying Purpose, Power, and Destiny. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Father, we thank you because you said, if we being evil know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will you bless us? And so, Lord, we're asking today that you would bless us, that you would heal and help us, that you would deliver us. Thank you, Lord. You see what we're going through. You know what we are going through. And we are asking now in the precious name of your Son, Jesus, that you would deliver us and bring us out. Your word says, all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. And so we ask these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.